So often, the church seems to be at a polar opposite place than the world around us. When everyone is running around frantic in the weeks leading up to Christmas, the church says for us to slow down, take time, and wait. Now, as the sun is setting and the world outside these doors is being enshrouded in darkness, we become engulfed in light. And not merely the artificial light produced by electricity flowing into bulbs, but the true light, the light of the S-O-N. The outer world is dark and without hope, but here there is light and great joy. All that has gone before is no more. The darkness, the heaviness, the fear and dread is gone. All the heaviness of our lives that we brought with us to the cross on Friday now lies in a pile with the cloths left behind in the tomb. We need not go back in there to pick it up. It is buried. It is gone. One of the wonderful parts of this service is the retelling of our history. What we notice as we retrace our history with God all the way from the beginning of creation is that it is an amazing love story. A story of a God who created out of love, found his creation to be good, and even very good indeed. A God who has reached out in love for his people time and again. Over and over. We stray from the very goodness, the intended relationship between God and his creation. And each time we stray, God reaches out to us, tries to return us into that right relationship. When the people of God remember and are remembered with God, there's great joy. The fear and sadness is removed, and there's cause for celebration. After the retelling of the story of Exodus, one of the many historic saving acts of God, we shared together in the celebratory song of Miriam, a song that was accompanied at the time by dancing and tambourines. In my imagining, the scene is in vivid, bright, almost neon colors. The women are dancing and singing. There are ribbons and scarves flowing through the air as they move. The men are clapping and joining in the dance. All are smiling. All are filled with joy. They are free. And they know that their God has saved them from a life of hardship and will bring them into new life in the land filled with every good thing. God has proven his faithfulness again, and it is good indeed. In Isaiah, we hear of God's continued intent for his people, that they will follow him, listen to him, be in relationship with him, that he will continue to provide for them if only they will return to him. Let them return to the Lord, Isaiah says, that he may have mercy upon them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Do not rely on your own ways and your own thoughts, says God. Your ways lead to death and are not my ways. My ways, says God, lead to life. My ways are different than your ways. Follow my ways, not your own. Again, in Ezekiel, we hear the promise of God. This time, God reminds us once again, I have a plan for you. We hear that time and again, both for the people of Israel, the people as a group, and as for individuals. God has known each of us and has known us all and has a plan. A plan that will return us to right relationship, one that is very good. When we come to our gospel reading today, having been remembered of all our history with God from the beginning, we can see better that God does indeed have a plan. And as the hymnist has said, God is working his purpose out. God, over and over and over again, has tried to bring us back into relationship with him. A relationship in which we say and mean, "Thy will be done." When God's will is done, not ours, we find ourselves free from all the heaviness of our lives. We find ourselves raised to new life. We find ourselves resurrected into new life. The act of salvation continues. We too have been brought through the waters, as we heard St. Paul remind in his letter to the Romans. Death no longer has dominion. We are no longer slaves to the sin that ruled our lives. It's buried in the tomb. We're free and reunited and remembered with God through Jesus Christ. Our hearts are filled with joy and thanksgiving. Anybody got a tambourine?
Thank you. page 361. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we gathered to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For He is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By His death He has destroyed death. And by His rising to life again, He has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.